From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Insight. I'm Amy Jeffries. Business-backed candidates secured a new 5-4 majority on the East Baton Rouge Parish School Board last Saturday. Future PAC, which is affiliated with the Baton Rouge Area Chamber, put up about $50,000 for candidates in these school board elections. Altogether, other business interests contributed hundreds of thousands more to a similar slate. BRAC CEO Adam Knapp is here to talk with me about it. What are you all investing in?
So I think it's probably better to back up and talk about business concerns about education. Nearly every business survey we do, in our annual surveys of the business community, sort of sees concerns about public education as a significant concern of the business community. Almost every meeting I have with investors of ours, when I ask, hey, what do you think about how things are doing? What are you worried about? Almost every time, the first thing they talk about is education, right? So in the election cycle, every 4 years, especially in East Baton Rouge, we want to look for candidates who are seeking to improve public education. Better schools, better futures, which is a group that came together of business leaders during the election cycle, really did a nice job putting out a set of goals that they had, talking a lot about neighborhood schools, financial analysis of the district to make sure that the taxpayers' dollars are being used wisely, and looking for opportunities for savings that might be able to fund early childhood education, a high priority of ours, additional school capacity, something that's necessary, in the southern part of Baton Rouge and the northern part of Baton Rouge. And so those are all things that are kind of articulated in a plan that the business community worked together to put out for the elections.
What is the first thing that you're hoping this new group will tackle once they're seated in January?
Probably one of the earliest things that the new leadership of the board need to do is really get a handle on their budget, their expenditures, their revenues. And in order to do a lot of the things that are necessary to move forward, you really have to know where you have resources to work with. Early childhood education is a priority of just about everybody to see expansion of services of pre-K education. It's going to take new money to do that. And we think that they need to look inside of their existing budget to find those resources.
One of the things that you mentioned as needing the attention of this board is the southeast part of the East Baton Rouge Parish School District, which is where there is a proposal for a new city of St. George to break away. BRAC, of course, has opposed the breakaway idea, but the question of how to appease the supporters of that movement loomed large in the District 8 race. The chamber backed Chris Bailey there, but incumbent Connie Bernard ended up winning a slim victory. She thinks the answer is more schools in Southeast. What's your thought on that?
No, I think I agree with her. It is undeniable that the community is underserved for school infrastructure. The other plank that I think we've been thinking about in the discussions about St. George and the existing school system is that folks really want to see not only more infrastructure, but the schools that are already there, that they have a sense that they are responding to the community and the neighborhood needs.
Talking about that idea of responsive schools, does more autonomy for principals tie into that? That's something that BRAC pushed for with the proposal the legislature considered to shift more control away from the school board and the superintendent to principals at individual schools.
So, yes, well, I think that is a goal that we have. And I think there's a kind of a continuum of autonomy that a principal could desire or want. And what we heard from a lot of folks during the legislative session this past year is that, look, some amount of autonomy could make sense. The key question is how far down the continuum of kind of full control, an independent CEO managing a school, do you want to go?
Evelyn Ware Jackson, who just won re-election with Future PAC's support, was opposed to that legislation to give more autonomy to principals. She said the proposal was rushed. Will you bring something like that up again, and would you expect her to back it?
I don't think we know yet, Amy. How I think our hope is that the board works on these issues and takes leadership roles. I want to back up and make sure, in talking about Ms. Jackson's race, while she did receive the support of the business community, her victory was her own. She did an incredible race, and she's quite an impressive campaigner, as we saw this season. She had a great deal of ground support, broad-based community support, as was seen in the numbers in the election.
Adam Knapp is the CEO of the Baton Rouge Area Chamber. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is WRKF.